All through the winter, I never fail to marvel at the astonishing ease with which the garden's vegetable plots serve as efficient refrigeration units. Out there lie carrots, beets, winter radishes and potatoes, leeks, kale, and other hardy greens, all available for easy gathering. The only care they need is a covering with mulch and insulating fabrics in freezing weather. Every March, there comes the familiar routine of digging up and using or refrigerating the root vegetables before they launch fully into the sprouting process. These early spring harvests are a rich inheritance from the previous year's plantings. They inspire a gleeful delving into longtime favorite recipes like the simple one for a carrot cake that I've made for the family since the children were little. The remaining beets, lifted from their plot and steamed, cut into pieces and bathed in a dressing of balsamic vinegar, oil, honey, garlic and cumin, is another easy favorite. I've been relishing also a finely chopped kale, shredded carrot and cubed smoked tofu salad in a lemon, oil, cumin and maple syrup dressing. A visit, and garden help, from my son at mid-March hastened the harvest of some winter roots. The preparation of one bed for planting involved the digging up of a small plot holding a few short rows of daikon radishes and carrots, both seeded late last June. The carrots, smaller than the ones seeded in early spring last year, were sweet, tender, and ultra-juicy. We had some for dinner that evening in a garden medley of leek, carrot and frozen peas. The daikons are a longish root with purple-streaked white flesh that turn sweet in cold weather. The variety is KN Bravo. I'm trying another, similar but smaller variety this year. The roots, peeled and sliced, have become a tasty, routine pre-dinner appetizer. Tip. For easy harvesting of winter and overwintered vegetables, try as much as possible to position them along plot edges, for easy pickings. Next week. I'll be taking a break from writing next week's columns. Time to cavort in the garden and get on with the spring planting. This column's events section covers the time through to my return on Wednesday, April 19. A happy Easter weekend to all. Enjoy your gardens as they rise to life. Garden events. Invitation to Government House Gardens. The Friends of Government House Garden Society are seeking volunteers to help in the beautiful gardens, nursery, and Gary Oak Woodlands. The gardens have served as a great way for people new to Victoria to learn about local gardening and integrate with the community of enthusiastic volunteers who maintain and nourish the gardens on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. No experience is required. Find out more at fghgs.ca. Connect at new volunteers at fghgs.ca. Qualicum Meeting. The Qualicum Beach Garden Club will meet on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in the QB Civic Center on Jones Street. Joshua Clay Wagler will explore the topic, Foodscaping Our Future. Nanaimo Meeting. The Nanaimo Horticultural Society will meet on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in First Unitarian Fellowship Hall, 595 Townsite Road. There will be a presentation on either tomato growing or medicinal plants. More information at denvinabel@shaw.ca. Floral Arts. The Mid-Island Floral Art Club will meet Thursday at 2 p.m. in St. Stephen's Hall, 150 Village Way in Qualicum Beach. The topic, Art Interpretation, will be on making a design from a painting. Guests welcome. Information at mifaclub2000@gmail.com. Dahlia Sale. On Saturday, April 15, 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Victoria Dahlia Society will host its annual tuber and plant sale, including rare and exclusive varieties, in Prospect Lake Community Hall, 5358 Spartan Road. Soil Amendments. The Compost Education Center, 1216 North Park Street in Victoria, is offering a workshop on soil amendments. What and when, on Saturday, April 15, 1 to 3 p.m. for information and registration, call 250-386-9676, email office at compost.bc.ca, or go online at compost.bc.ca/publicworkshops. Spring Show and Sale. The View Royal Garden Club will hold a spring garden show and plant sale on Saturday, April 15, 1 to 3 p.m. in Wheelie Hall behind Esquimalt United Church, 500 Admirals Road. Exhibits will feature annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs and trees, and potted plants. Admission of $5 includes refreshments and door prizes. H. Chestnut at bcsupernet.com.